You know, when I hear certain songs, let me put it this way, when I hear the Commodores, it takes me back to junior high dances in the high school cafeteria. When I hear REO Speedwagon, it takes me back to my early college days, my dating time. Yeah, when you hear certain songs, you say, it takes me back, right? You know, food can do that too. When you taste something that's just the way grandma used to make it, we say what? We say, it takes me back, right? We got a bowl at home that used to be my grandma's bowl. And I don't know why, but every time we'd go, she'd serve mashed taters. Now, they didn't have potatoes in Oklahoma. They served mashed taters in that bowl. Every time we'd go home, we had mashed taters in that bowl. And so, to this day, every time I see that bowl, it takes me back to that little one-bedroom house where all of us got together over the holidays and Grandma Gosh would serve us mashed taters in her mashed tater bowl. And I can almost taste those mashed taters just by seeing the bowl. It takes me back, right? When you see a picture, you know, a lot of folks graduating around this time of year, and one of the things that they like to do is go back and look at the pictures of the kids growing up. And you see a picture of your kid back when he or she was 2 or 3 years old. It takes you back, right? You can remember. It's almost like you can smell that diaper. We say it takes me back. This morning, I want us to allow the Lord's Supper to take us back. If you have your Bible with you, look over there in the New Testament and find the book of Galatians. I want to just show you something real quick out of Galatians chapter 6. When you get to the New Testament, 1 and 2 Corinthians are pretty big books, and Galatians is just right next door to 2 Corinthians. Galatians chapter 6. Look at verse 14. This is Paul. And he says, but may it never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Now, you look back over your life, what do you have to brag about? What do you have to be proud? Some look back and they say, well, I was a high school football star. Some look back and they say, well, I have built my own business and I'm successful. Some look back and they say, well, look at my family. My kids are turning out great. My grandkids are turning out great. I have a lot to brag on. And I think about, what did Paul have to brag on? I mean, look at this guy. This guy was a Jew who was chosen to be a Christian apostle to the Gentiles. How often you reckon that happens in a lifetime? This is a Jew who killed Christians, and then that day he saw the light, things changed, and he became one and started spending his life ministering to them. This is one who used to persecute Christians and winds up being persecuted himself. This is one who hated the concept of Jesus being alive, and he was so changed that he based his entire life on that fact that Jesus was alive. Paul was the one who was chosen as the apostles after the apostles were already chosen and done and should have been over with. He got an extra special calling as an apostle. Paul was brilliant. He was educated. He was well known, most likely fairly well off. Paul went around the known world telling all the people about Jesus. Paul established church after church after church. Paul wrote a good chunk of the New Testament. You look at all that he went through, the shipwreck, getting bit by a snake, all kinds of exciting stuff. And he looks back and he says, but you know what? I really don't have anything to brag about except the cross. He said, all I want to really glory in is the cross. Paul, although he had accomplished great things and he had endured great things, he always went back to the cross. He was firmly rooted in the cross. And that's good, because that's exactly what Jesus wanted from his followers. The night before Jesus was crucified, he gathered the disciples together for the Passover meal. And he showed them that the Passover meal had a deeper, more full meaning than they even realized. He fulfilled the purpose and the meaning of the Passover when he said, now when you take that bread, remember how I'm breaking it for you. And don't ever forget that breaking, because that bread's going to remind you of my body that's broken. And as he passed that cup around, he said, don't ever forget that cup that looks like blood. That's going to remind you of the blood that I shed for you. Jesus took time out of the most stressful moment of his life. He took time out of the pivotal event of all of the universe's history. I mean, from eternity beyond the beginning to eternity beyond our present, the most important event of all was when all of redemptive history came together at that moment on Calvary. And Jesus takes time out of that moment to say, guys, don't ever forget. It's that important. I want you to remember what's about to happen. And he gave us that powerful picture that would take us back to the cross. Every time we come to the table, it should take us back. We should wind up at Calvary again as we remember. And you know, as you think about it, I always call it a picture. But if you think about it, it's more than a picture, isn't it? Because it affects all of our senses. We taste the bread and the cup. We smell the bread and the cup. We can see the bread being passed. We can see the color of the juice. We can hear the words that were spoken by the Lord. We even hold the elements in our tradition. We hold the elements before we take them for just a moment. The sense of touch is involved. This morning, as we go through the Lord's Supper, as we experience the Lord's Supper together, I want to encourage you not to rush through it. We're going to take our time. And I want to encourage you to use all of the senses that you have. Look, smell, touch, taste, experience it fully, and let it take you back to a God who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Let it take you back to the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the earth. Let it take you back to by His stripes we are healed.